My name's Melissa, and I'm currently the manager for outreach, capacity building, and special initiatives in the DC Department of Health's HIV, AIDS, Hepatitis, STD, and Tuberculosis Administration. We affectionately call it HOSTA because it's just too long an acronym. So today I'm going to be talking about our adolescent screening program for chlamydia and gonorrhea. It's through the Summer Youth Employment Program. As most of you know, there are multiple barriers which impede and prevent youth from accessing STD testing and treatment. These can include lack of knowledge as a result of limited comprehensive sex education, clinics that are only open during school hours, which includes our own STD clinic, which is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., right when the kids are in school. Additional barriers include the frequency of asymptomatic cases of chlamydia and gonorrhea, which reduces the perception of need for regular screening, concern about confidentiality when insurance is billed, or their ability to pay for or fill a prescription for treatment, and the stigma when seeking testing and treatment for STDs. Offering screening in non-traditional settings where youth are already located can reduce these barriers. Examples of non-traditional settings include schools, recreation centers, and summer youth employment programs. So a little background on what's going on in DC. The rates of chlamydia in DC are four times the national average. The rates among 15 to 19 year olds are nearly four times the rate of the DC general population. And despite 3% of the general population in DC being infected with HIV/AIDS, the adolescents account for only less than 1% of those infections. So clearly we know that adolescents are having unprotected sex because of their risk of chlamydia and gonorrhea. But we know that innovative youth education and screening programs can offer us an opportunity to prevent future HIV exposure and or infection. All right, so the first example of an innovative adolescent STD screening program is our school-based STD screening program. This program provides information and urine-based screening in all DC public high schools. In both the pilot and inaugural year, the 07-08 and 08-09 years respectively, 9% of students who submitted a sample were found to be infected with chlamydia and or gonorrhea. This data created the support for an additional opportunity to access adolescents participating in the Summer Youth Employment Program. During the summer screening program, which was first offered in 2008, 170 or 14% of the youth who submitted a specimen were found to be infected with chlamydia and or gonorrhea. These results allowed us to continue the program in 2009. So what is the SYEP? The SYEP is an 8-week summer youth employment program in DC. It's run by the DC Department of Employment Services. About 20,000 youth are hired and placed at governmental and private agencies, and those can include the DC Department of the Environment, DC Department of Parks and Recreation, the Office of the State Superintendent, and our private partners, Planned Parenthood and Metro Teen AIDS, among other governmental and private agencies. Prior to the start of work, each youth is required to attend an orientation session, and the majority of them attend a 2-day orientation at the Washington Convention Center. All right, so the goals of the Summer Youth Employment Screening Program is to provide information on HIV, pregnancy prevention, and chlamydia and gonorrhea to the youth. We also offer confidential and voluntary urine-based chlamydia and gonorrhea testing, and we aimed to reach out to about 5,000 youth during the summer. We utilized two models for this program. The first was a health fair model, and the second was a peer-led workshop model. The peer-led workshop model was modeled after our school-based screening program. Understanding the goal to reach 5,000 youth in a very short period of time, significant planning was required prior to the start of SYEP. The DC HIV-STD Youth Working Group collaborates on prevention plans, condom training programs, and assists with the SYEP program. And the majority of our working group members also hire youth through the SYEP. And they were able to designate those youth to work specifically on this program and to lead those workshops. The work group developed and tested all of our youth-focused materials, which included information cards, dog tags, and specially packaged condoms. The Department of Health purchased all screening supplies for the program. So the first model was our health fair model, and about 3,000 to 8,000 youth attend each of orientation session. There's one in the morning, one in the afternoon over 2 days. They receive information on paychecks, IDs, workplace etiquette, and other general information. We've placed information tables strategically placed throughout the convention center and offered information on STDs and HIV along with condoms. And in 2 days, we distributed over 7,000 condoms to the young people. Additional tables were set up outside the restrooms, and the youth were asked prior to entering the restroom if they wanted to participate in the chlamydia and gonorrhea screening. 863 youth, or about 8.6% of the youth, submitted a specimen. A separate area was set up for specimen prep, and the DC Public Health Lab processed all of our specimens for us. The second model was modeled after our school-based screening program, and it involved hour-long interactive game show-style presentations on HIV, STD, and pregnancy prevention. 40 youth who were employed either by the health department or six of our partner agencies went through a 2-day training program to learn the material and the information. All workshops were peer-led with adults on site to answer questions and to facilitate the urine-based STD testing, because we can't have high school students testing their own high school peers. 1,227 youth received the information, and 782, or 64%, submitted a specimen. So this slide shows our results by model, and the health fair model facilitated a large volume of specimens over a very short period of time. Although we don't know the exact number of youth who attended the orientation sessions, we estimate that we reached about 10,000 youth during those two-day period of time. Of the 10,000 youth, 863, or 8.6%, submitted a urine specimen. 100 of the youth submitting a specimen had a positive test result for chlamydia, gonorrhea, or both. Of the youth who tested positive, most were positive for chlamydia. The peer-led workshop model had a smaller volume of tests but a higher yield. So 1,227 youth received our information in the workshops, and 782, or 63%, submitted a specimen. 75 youth, or 9.5%, had a positive test result for chlamydia, gonorrhea, or both, again, with the majority of those positives being for chlamydia. So although just over half of the youth testing were females at about 53%, they accounted for 60% of the youth testing positive. We should note that two of our youth did not give gender, and we couldn't decipher the gender from their name. Of the 175 youth who tested positive, 128, or 73%, have confirmed treatment, and we're actually quite proud of that number. The Department of Health provided 3 disease intervention specialists to provide follow-up care and partner counseling services for those youth. So in conclusion, screening in non-traditional settings, such as summer work programs, reduces barriers to screening and follow-up for adolescents and normalizes health-seeking behaviors. Utilization of both models, health fair and workshop, allows for the best of both worlds, reaching a high volume of adolescents and the facilitation of consistent messaging while obtaining a high yield of specimens. Additionally, collaborating with our community partners enables the program to do more with very limited resources. In 2009, we engaged twice the number of youth at the workshops as we did in 2008. In 2008, we had 613 at the workshops, and in 2009, we had 1,227. And we screened more adolescents in 2009 as well, with a total of 1,225 being screened in 2008 and 1,645 screened during the 2009 program. So I want to acknowledge Dr. Hayter, Dr. Elias, and especially Dr. Furness for their participation in the presentation, and everybody else listed there put in tireless amounts of work to the summer screening program, which is an extremely long, urine-filled summer. So we want to thank them. I haven't drank apple juice in about 3 years as a result, and that's my contact information. Thank you.
Kristen, you know, obviously, especially the kids who tested positive are obviously, you know, in need of some type of, you know, continuity of care, continued care. Did you were able to refer them to, you know, any type of facility for, you know, ongoing care issues?
So the question was follow-up for our youth who test positive. And the great thing about the the DC area is that we not only do the summer program every year, but we're also in the schools. So the youth that we see in the summer, we're seeing in the schools. So we're actually able to track reinfection rates among our youth. And then we also do refer them to our community partners for ongoing support. That's one area that's a little bit of a weakness that we're working to improve, because we know that youth who test positive for HIV are immediately wrapped into case management and social services, and unfortunately those same structures aren't in place for chlamydia and gonorrhea, but that's something we want to work on to prevent our HIV infections.